If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Episode 4 of Hard Knocks premiered, and I'll tell you this, they have moved on from the Saquon Barkley saga, and now we're looking at the draft, what Joe Shane was thinking, how they got to where they are. We saw what they thought about wide receivers. We saw what they thought about quarterbacks. I'll say this one thing, this Joe Shane guy, he really is an interesting character. I'll talk about that and more. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue. 3, 2, 1, go! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for being with me. New York Giants on SI. Make sure that you go there to get all of your New York Giants news and information. And make sure that you subscribe to the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. If you are unable to watch and you just want to listen, you can hear us on all your DSPs, anywhere that you think about it, Apple, Spotify, wherever. It really doesn't matter. Like, we're all over the place. Definitely make sure that you check out that A Giant Issue. Leave a comment. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you have to say. I want to know what you have to say. I try to respond anytime I get a chance. And make sure that you follow me on all of your social media at Gene Clemens. That's anywhere that you find social media at Gene Clemens. Episode 4 of Hard Knocks was not something that was revolutionary, although there was one thing that I thought was illuminated that not many people have said or have been willing to say up until now. So what I want to do is I want to say the things that other people have not said, and I want to tell you some things that I was thinking while watching episode 4 of Hard Knocks. The first is this idea that in the draft, they were always trying to trade up to draft Drake May. I think it's fair to say, right? If we're doing the thing where we have to actually like read between the lines, that Drake May was actually the consolation prize because they wanted Jaden Daniels. everybody unanimously said that they would trade up to get Jaden Daniels. When it came to would you trade up to get Drake May, we only heard from Mike Kafka, and it wasn't a yes. It was, if you're convicted about quarterback, then you move up or you move whatever you need to move in order to get them. I think that the New York Giants, when they had decided, hey, we're going to explore quarterback, were thinking Jaden Daniels all along because they knew they couldn't get to Caleb Williams, right? They were thinking Jaden Daniels all along. It was only once they realized that Washington was not going to move off two and that they were most likely planning on taking a quarterback that they changed their attention to Drake May. Now, why is that important? Because people would lead you to believe that Drake May was the number one quarterback on their board. And I'm telling you, there's nothing about this episode that tells us that Drake May was number one. In fact, it almost 100% tells us that Drake May was number three on their board. They couldn't get one. They couldn't get two. So they settled for number three. I think that's fair to say. Right? It's fair to say. And why is it fair to say? Because people would lead you to believe that this team was trying to move heaven and earth to only get Drake May, which would make you think that they thought Drake May was the best quarterback in this draft. They did not. They did not. So I thought that was interesting. I thought that was something that was really interesting to look at, to see, to digest as I was watching Hard Knocks. But I digress because I want to go back. Does anybody find it interesting that Joe Shane says things and then immediately does other things to contradict what he says? If there's one thing that we can say that Joe Shane has mastered, he has mastered the ability to double talk. What do we mean, right? Well, I'm glad you asked, right? In episode one of Hard Knocks, there were a couple things that I took away and I'm like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. So I went back and I just thought about it. Listen to this.
Gotta upgrade the offensive line and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back. Gotta upgrade the offensive line and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back.
That is Joe Shane in episode one talking about Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Now, he uses the fact that they paid Daniel Jones $40 million a year as reason why you want him throwing the ball and not handing it off to Saquon Barkley, which was going to demand somewhere around $12 million. Cool. He's telling them all of that. Well, your $40 million quarterback, you don't want him handing off to a $12 million back. Then why are you looking for a quarterback? Why are you in the draft trying to draft a replacement for the $40 million quarterback that you have that you don't want handing the ball off to a $12 million running back? Wouldn't you want your rookie quarterback handing the ball off to a $12 million running back? Wouldn't you want your rookie quarterback to have the same luxury that your $40 million quarterback had? So if you had so much conviction, if you had so much investment in Daniel Jones, then why are you all of a sudden looking for a quarterback in the draft? Now, Joe Shane addressed it. Here's what he said. Well, you know, you've missed 17 games over the last 2 years. You know, we almost have to look because it's not that we don't like you, but we've got to do our due diligence in what is best for the team. Now is the time that you're going to do that? Yo, Daniel Jones has been missing. He's been missing games ever since he was a rookie. He's been missing games long before Joe Shane and Mike and Brian Daboll took over this team. So why is it now that you're going to pull that play? That's double talk. You should have said that when you didn't pick up the fifth-year option. But I wonder about that, right? I wonder about why they didn't pick up that fifth-year option. But in episode one, he said something that really was interesting about Jones. I want you to hear.
Plan all along was give him a couple years. Is he our guy for the next 10 years, or do we need to pivot and, you know, find somebody else?
Joe Shane in episode one says, when he's talking to his staff, his people, hey, the plan all along was to give him a couple of years. Right? Give him a couple of years. See how good he's doing. Now, here's the problem. It's been a couple of years. But if the plan all along, which means from the time we arrived here, from the time we stepped foot in New York to take this job, the plan all along has been to give him a couple of years. If that was the plan all along, why would you not pick up his option? Because you got there and it was the first year. A couple years means two. That's his fourth year and the fifth year option. Why not pick up the fifth year option so that after year five, last year, when it was a disaster, you could just walk away scot-free? Or he doesn't have leverage to be out here demanding $40 million. You sign him to a team friend, an even more friendly team deal, and you keep it moving. Or you go out and attack one of these free agents that you could have gotten for mid-level money, and you keep it moving as you look to draft either in 2024 or 2025. If the plan was to give him a couple of years, two, that's what couple means, then why would you not pick up his option? That makes no sense. That's double talk. Now, if we're to believe that he's saying the plan was to give him a couple years based off of now, then why are you looking to draft a quarterback? You see how these things don't, they're not adding up. They don't make any sense. They're not equating to consistency in the way in which Joe Shane does things. I said last night on our Giants, on our watch party of episode four, I said that Joe Shane is a really effective liar. He really knows how to twist and manipulate and do all of those things. He is the master of the double talk. He's using Daniel Jones as reasoning to not sign Saquon Barkley while also saying we need to get better than Jones. Just think about that. You're using the fact that you have Daniel Jones and that you've paid him this money as reason to not pay Saquon Barkley, while simultaneously thinking of ways to replace him. And it's and Hard Knocks is linear, right? So this is stuff that all happens in a row. So you're talking about being committed to Daniel Jones while all the time you're looking to replace him. Y'all remember when he said this?
This is the year for Daniel. This is the year for...
I remember it as it was plain day, episode one of Hard Knocks.
For Daniel. This is the year for Daniel.
I was listening to that going, okay, so that is what it is. They are going to give Daniel Jones the chance to sink or swim in 2024, right? Because that's what that means.
This is the year for Daniel.
If you're going to give a guy an opportunity to sink or swim, if this is the year for Daniel, you don't go out and draft somebody to replace him instead of drafting somebody that can help him be better. How could...
This is the year for Daniel.
How can it be the year for Daniel, right? How can it be the year for Daniel if you're already looking at his replacement? How can you tell us that this is what you're thinking if you're doing something completely different? Now, I give Joe Shane the credit because he says in Hard Knocks episode 4, when he's talking to Mara, he tells Mara, hey, I spoke to Daniel. I told him, hey, you've missed 17 games. We've got to do our due diligence, which means they were open and they were honest with Daniel Jones about the fact that they were pursuing a quarterback. They were going to kick the tires on the quarterback. And we see from the, like, from the episode, they really wanted to take a quarterback. But did they really want to take a quarterback? Because in order to move up to get a quarterback, you got to move heaven and earth. And he never moved heaven and earth. He only just kind of sort of, like, he put a decent offer out there, but not an offer anybody that needs a quarterback is going to take. You got to bowl somebody over in order for them to take their offer. But who cares how much you give up for the quarterback if you've got the quarterback? Now, if you miss on the quarterback, you're going to get fired anyway. So who cares, right? So again, double talk. Like the idea that everybody is talking about the fact that they offered Saquon Barkley a contract, but yet you hear him say this.
Upgrade the offensive line and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back.
If they're not okay with handing off the ball to a $12 million back, this is episode one. Why do people think that they were willing to match the offer that Philadelphia put out there for them? He wasn't willing to pay a $12 million back. He sure as hell wasn't paying a $13 million back. That's not what he was doing. Again, this is the double talk that we've seen Joe Shane doing, and nobody calls him out on it. This is the blatant lying that we've seen Joe Shane doing.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Joe Shane, hey, Saquon Barkley, go out there and give us a chance to match. That means Saquon Barkley, we don't believe that you are worth what you're asking for, but go out there and see if you can get it. And if you can get it, then we won't match it. We'll say that's too much. But if you don't get it and you get something lower, then you can come back and we'll be like, hey, you want to go over there to somebody you don't know for that much money, or you want to stay here for that much money? They've played that game before. Julian Love, they lost. Xavier McKinney, they lost. Saquon Barkley, they lost. How many more losses? Hey, most likely they probably lost when it came to some of the defensive linemen they lost this offseason. Right? So, like, what are we doing here, Joe Shane? Like, do you know what you're doing, or are you figuring it out on the fly? Is there a method to this madness, or are you figuring it out on the fly? If you're figuring it out on the fly, my guy, you know what? I'm willing to give you grace. I'm willing to give you patience. We'll see how this year three goes. But man, if it's a disaster this year, I don't understand why nobody would believe that Joe Shane shouldn't be on the hot seat or maybe even out. Not Brian Daboll, because clearly he's not the one making the decisions about who Joe Shane is taking. He's just agreeing. Right? Like, he's not the one that is making the decisions. He's just agreeing to it. That's it. Hey, I agree. It's cool. Let's do it. That's all. If he was the one making the decisions, you don't think he's moving heaven and earth to go up and get Jaden Daniels? If he's the one making the decisions, Saquon Barkley's probably still out of here, but he probably doesn't do it the way in which Joe Shane did it, where he tried to make it seem as if Saquon Barkley just abandoned ship. No, you pushed him out the door, and when he didn't come back in the end, you went, oh, well, look, we offered him all. Stop it. That's lies. Those are manipulations, right? Part of your job. Hey, I was even interested in the fact that during episode 4, he's talking to Mara about what he's going to tell the New England GM. And he's saying, hey, I got to go talk to Mara about this trade. I want to know where I am. He's saying that to Mara. He's telling Mara the lie that he's going to tell to the GM of the New England Patriots. He's telling his staff certain things to get them on his side while all the while knowing that he's thinking something else. Those staff members that really wanted Saquon Barkley back, those guys that were like, hey, man, Saquon Barkley, the identity of the team, it wasn't just one person. It was multiple people who were like, hey, this is still Saquon Barkley, right? He used all of that rhetoric to plug and to push Daniel Jones, only to then turn around and try to get something different than Daniel Jones. Nobody finds that weird. No one finds that, not even weird. No one finds that interesting. No one's sitting back and going, well, dang, that's kind of messed up, right? Nobody's sitting back and doing that, thinking about that in any type of way. I find it interesting. How do you guys not find it more interesting? That's the better question. Hey, I want to pay this off, you know, in the second half of the pod. I want to pay this off. Yesterday we had a poll up, or I had a poll up. It says, coming off the New York Giants on SI list of the most indispensable player for the Giants. Who is the most indispensable player? Now, remember, the New York Giants on SI staff we decided as a collective, because everybody voted and then it was just ranked, right? That Dexter Lawrence was the most indispensable player on the Giants. 3,000 views, 3,076 views, which is really weird because it was only 280 votes. I don't know why that ends up being that way. Like, why are y'all viewing and not voting, right? But 280 votes, Andrew Thomas was voted by you, the fans, as the most indispensable player. 70% of the votes went to Andrew Thomas over Dexter Lawrence. Now, the poll still has probably another, like, I want to say hour, but I don't think anybody is going to come in that hour and usurp that, right? Andrew Thomas, 70% as the most indispensable player for the New York Giants. And I am mad. Like, I'm not saying this because I think one way or another. To me, it's A. Right? Andrew Thomas, the most indispensable player on the offense. Dexter Lawrence, the most indispensable player on the defense. The difference is on this team, the second most indispensable player on the defense, who's probably Bobby Okereke, in my opinion, it's much closer than the second most indispensable player on the offense. Because who is that? Is that Daniel Jones? Is that a wide receiver? Like, is it Wandale Robinson? Is it Slayton? Is it Malik Nabers? You see what I'm saying? Like, the second most indispensable player on the defense is much closer to the most indispensable player on the defense than the second most indispensable player on the offense is to the most indispensable player or to the most indispensable player on the offense. I hope I said that right. I almost confused myself. So shout out to everybody who went on. Shout out to everybody who voted. Really do appreciate it. But I still can't get past this. I still can't get past.
This is the year for Daniel.
If this is the year for Daniel, then shouldn't everything you do be to get everything around Daniel Jones perfect? Get everything around Daniel Jones as best as it could be. Because if it's not the year for Daniel, then now you have a team or an offense that's ready to perform and you just drop another quarterback in there, right? But if you tell me
this is the year for Daniel,
if you tell me this is the year for Daniel Jones, then I'm really out here wondering why you're trying to get another quarterback. Hey, don't tell me, oh, well, you know, in Kansas City, they drafted Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes, they already had Alex Smith. They knew that Alex Smith wasn't the answer. They also knew that Patrick Mahomes might need a season before he was ready to go. We're talking about a 30-plus-year-old Alex Smith. Not a 27, 28-year-old Alex Smith. A 30-plus-year-old Alex Smith. A guy who had a chance to prove that he could get over the hump and who could only get to a certain level before he fizzled. That's much different than this situation. They were done with Alex Smith in Kansas City. He was gone after that year, bar none. And most importantly, nobody came out and said, hey, this is the year for Alex Smith, and then went out and drafted Patrick Mahomes. They said, hey, we're going to draft a quarterback because we want to continue to improve our team. That's all. Like, it's not even the actions that are the problem for Joe Shane. It's the words that come before the actions. And that type of stuff, while it might feel innocuous to you, while it might feel as if, oh, this is harmless, it doesn't really, like, hurt anything, Like, while you might feel that way, I'm here to tell you, it has a lasting effect. It has an effect on the perception of players outside and inside that locker room. It has a perception of decision makers around the NFL that goes, oh, this person is going to try to game me at every single turn. I can't trust what this person is going to say. Right? I mean, think about it. They don't even respect anything that Darius Slayton has done in the, with the Giants. All of the talk is about Malik Nabers and coming in and being a true number one. Yo, Darius Slayton is right there. He's been the one here having to suffer through the bad quarterback play sometimes that he's had that you guys said, hey, we're going to like commit to him.
Gotta upgrade the offensive line and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back.
Right? So you're going to upgrade the offensive line. You're going to bring in two offensive linemen. Why? Not to help block for the running back who's been your identity in your offense, but to help the quarterback be the best quarterback he can be. Right? And why are you going to do that? Because you because that's what you said you were going to do.
Plan all along was give him a couple years. Is he our guy for the next 10 years, or do we need to pivot and, you know, find somebody else?
Right? We're going to give him 2 years. We're going to give him a couple years. Maybe he meant three when he said a couple. Maybe he meant a few when he said a couple. We're going to give him a couple years. Is he our guy for 10 years? I don't know. But we need to find out. So we're going to make this team the best that we can make them around them. That's what they said. We're going to do the best that we can to make this team the best. And then you went and tried to get a quarterback. Like, it wasn't your purposeful move to draft Malik Nabers. It was, hey, we can't get a quarterback, so I feel comfortable drafting Malik Nabers. I'm pretty much quoting him there. Like, that's pretty much what he said. Hey, we're not going to be able to get Jaden Daniels. We're not even going to be able to get Drake May. So I'm comfortable taking Malik Nabers. Like, that doesn't sound like this.
This is the year for Daniel.
It doesn't sound like this is the year for Daniel when you're saying, hey, if we don't, then I'll be comfortable with this. I'll be happy. I'll sleep well if we get Malik Nabers. That's not what I get. That's not what I hear when I hear that. And I think it's important to note, again, this isn't criticism on the move. It's criticism on the words followed by the actions. And as we open up training camp today, as the Giants report and everybody gets on the field in shirts and helmets today for the first time, and we've got new football stuff to deal with, we have to always remember that whatever we hear on the outside isn't necessarily what's going on in the inside. We now know that when we hear from Joe Shane, number one, he's rehearsed. He's rehearsed it. We saw it on Hard Knocks. Number two, there's a chance that the entire truth is not in those words. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me again. I'm excited because training camp is officially open. Make sure that you are going to New York Giants on SI for all of your New York Giants information. Make sure that you are subscribing to the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. Help us continue to run those numbers up. We want to try to get to 2,000 subscribers before game one. That is the goal, 2,000 subscribers before game one. So you've got about a month. Right? You've got about a month, maybe a little bit more. But 2,000 subscribers before game one, we really do appreciate it. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you like. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure that you follow me anywhere on social media at Gene Clemons. Until next time, I am Coach Gene Clemons, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.